Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Isaiah Likely met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Sunday night meeting with the Chargers.
I think I remember you showing up in a Lamar Jackson TikTok last year. How quickly did that friendship kind of, you know, blossom between you two?
It was kind of fast. I mean, you know, coming in the league, I looked at Lamar like a superhero. So, like, the fact that he went out his way, spoke to me first, you know, introduced himself, and, like, we've just been clicking ever since. So, it's been a blessing for real.
Isaiah, how will those games where you filled in for Mark, how will those help you now where you're filling in for him again?
Really just being where my feet are. I mean, as Coach always says, like, next man up mentality. I mean, I love Mark. I mean, it hurt when he went down. Like, Mark told me, you know, just stay the course and stay ready all the time.
Mark talked yesterday about how obviously with Mark, he has that connection where when things break down, he still sort of has a sense of where to look for Mark. Do you feel like you could have that with Lamar fairly quickly?
I'm not going to say it's as quick as Mark, because as you said, like, they came in together, they're brothers, so yeah. Like, that's just peanut butter and jelly. But, you know, filling in the role and then trying to incorporate what I do the same way as Mark does and try to be on the same time and they have with the chemistry they, me and Lamar have, is really going to click to how the offense goes.
You talk about the advice that Mark gave you. Is that the night of, or have you spoken to him since?
So the night that happened, I told Mark, you know, I called Mark, he answered, but it's obviously like, I texted him saying, like, when you're ready to talk, I know everybody's blowing your phone up. I know that you're going through a lot right now. Just hit me up. And he hit me up yesterday. We talked for a little bit. I'm not going to say what we talked about, but he's definitely in good spirits.
Does that mean something to you? You know, like him giving you advice and encouraging you and knowing that this is kind of a big opportunity?
For sure. I mean, I tell everybody, like, Mark's like that big brother role in that aspect, and he's done a fantastic job helping me day in and day out on run blocking, pass route running, pass blocking, everything, and just giving me everything, voice of wisdom, everything I do. So, you know, having him still be able to talk to me even after his injury definitely was heartwarming.
What's practice been like this week, not having him here and stepping into probably more of a prominent role?
Really, I've been just, you know, trying to majoring on the little details. I mean, just, you know, still understanding that I have a role, and then just understanding that what Lamar needs me more to do in terms of if I got to speed up this route, if he wants me to block differently on the edge for him, because I'm not going to lie, me and Mark do things different in our own ways. That's what makes us human. But, like, just still trying to incorporate and blend with the offense.
Isaiah, how much has unselfishness and patience been important for you this year, given you guys made a bunch of wide receiver additions, there's only one ball that goes around? How much have you had to kind of remind yourself that your chance will come?
I mean, I feel like it's a blessing we have so many weapons on offense, because it makes people like my job easier, because now you either have to respect everybody or you double somebody, and now you leave somebody that you don't want guarding somebody else. So I felt like, you know, just staying the course and just waiting for, you know, the ball to come my way and just making the most out of it.
You came into the league with Charlie. I mean, if he also gets a bigger opportunity over the next few weeks, what do you feel like he'll bring to the table?
I feel like Charlie's an amazing tight end. I mean, just having us both on the field, you guys finally getting to see him in his first NFL season fully after him playing the last game in Cincinnati, I feel like he's come a long way.
I know you're disappointed, of course, about Mark going down, but what's your confidence level internally and your excitement to have an increased role, some more opportunity?
I'd be just excited to play football day in and day out. So, I mean, just bringing a smile every day to work and to the team, and then showing the offense that you got my 100% day in and day out.
John talked all the time about year two being easier than rookie year. In what ways is it different for you? In what ways do you think, you know, you're a better player than you were when you showed up, you know, last year?
Ways I'd say differently. I felt like this year we have a lot more weapons. So, like, as you guys said, like, there's only one ball to go around. So just making the most out of your opportunities, I say differently. And then what's easier is being able to talk to everybody. I mean, as a rookie, you don't really know nobody. You don't know how the system works. You don't really know who you can talk to, who you can lean on. But by year two, you've already made those chemistries, the decisions, and really those relationships around where if you don't understand something, not only can you ask a coach, you can also ask that teammate and, like, just lean on them.
You were here, like, a lot in the offseason. Like, what were you working on? Seemed like, you know, you really came, you know, cutting in shape. What were you thinking about in the offseason?
Really just everything. I mean, just watching more film, seeing if I can decipher defenses a lot faster than what I was used to rookie year. Because, you know, the one thing that my coaches preached going into rookie year was it's a lot faster than NFL. So really just trying to speed that process down and going into year two and then try to make the most of my opportunities.
How do you handle Thanksgiving? What are your plans?
Probably going to see the family for a little bit because they came down here. Need some mama cooking. You know, always got to get that.
All right, thank you, Isaiah.
Always. Thank you.